that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
It's, timey-wimey thing.
Timey what? Timey-wimey?
I've no idea where he picks that stuff up.
All right, bonus episode time. We're going to watch Season 7, Episode 1, Spearhead from Space, Part 1. Shane's here with me.
Hello!
And go to your Amazon Prime classic Doctor Who. And pick, like I said, Season 7, Episode 1. We'll give you a couple minutes there to get there before we push play. This is an episode that I watched that we're going to watch and watch the watch along. This is Pertwee's first episode as the Doctor.
Woohoo!
And go ahead and push your play button now.
Awesome graphics, sir.
Yeah. The psychedelic logo style. With the Doctor's head front and center.
Of course. Spearhead from space.
Of course, this is like a four-part.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They are.
Yep. Ominous music.
Yes. Cue the ominous music, sir.
Radar, man, woo.
Yeah. Because those are everywhere back then.
Well, there wasn't. There was there. We've got a signal.
Yep. A blip in the radar.
Yes.
Look at that phone.
I'm telling you.
Something strange.
Something strange. I was wondering why you were sweating bullets there, man.
Yeah, because you can actually see that he's sweating bullets.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a radar, like a submarine radar.
Yeah, kind of.
Of course, I don't know what actual aviation radar looked back then, but...
It'd be old school. Radar. There's no wonder this guy's sweating. Hell, he's got a heavy ass jacket on, a wool cap, and yeah, an ascot, and everything else. And rubber boots.
Yeah. See, and that's the comet's just hit, and it looked like dynamite blowing up.
Yeah. Some I saw I should have made like a 40-foot crater.
Right, yeah.
You know, I still think it was a formation, huh? There was a shape.
It was a shape.
It was a shape.
Ooh.
Slashy rock in the ground.
Yeah.
No, don't touch it. Oh, my God.
Oh, you think it's hot?
Yeah. It'll get hotter. Take that cap and that coat off.
And corduroy's pants.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Is he talking to that pencil?
It's like a microphone?
Yeah.
It's gonna be like 100 degrees in there.
It looks like it. Well, I guess it's having a heat wave anyways, but...
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he just regen, so.
Yes.
Don't you like those soap opera soundtrack?
Yes, it's something soundtrack.
So is that like an old parking garage then?
Okay. We can go with that.
I'm just
Yeah, or is it like the secret entrance to something?
It's probably the secret entrance to unit or something, it looks like.
Okay.
Got a good wooden security door there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom's gonna come in.
Yeah, there's a brigadier.
Yeah. And he's got like three different phones.
At least. He'd be super cool, man.
A white one and a red one.
Yes, you gotta have them, you know.
The red one's danger, of course.
I've an important research program going ahead at Cambridge.
Yes, I know. I'm an expert in meteorites, degrees in medicine, physics, and a dozen other subjects. Just as an all-rounder, I believe.
So, an interview?
Yeah, I guess so.
We need your help, for sure.
I'm just not interested in security work.
Security?
Producing invisible ink. That sort of thing.
We're not exactly spies here at UNIT.
Then what do you do, exactly?
We deal with the odd. Unexplained.
She's kind of hateful.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pissing contest, isn't it?
Yes.
Alien invaders. Little blue men with three heads.
10 tons of alien material drift through space and land on this planet every day.
And do no harm to anyone.
Early this morning, a shower of about 50 meteorites landed in Essex.
Thanks. Most meteorites don't even reach the Earth's surface.
Seeing like earlier, it was only 20 meteorites.
Yeah.
Now it's 50.
Particular meteorites. Came down through a funnel of thin supernuclear.
So, is that a different brigadier than like the Tom Baker ones, or is it the same person?
I think it's the same person. It's been so long since, you know, I'd have to go watch a few more to see, but I'm pretty sure it's the same one.
Against two lots of meteorites landing exactly the same place. Must be incredible.
They are, I'm sure. They are.
What is that lady got on her head?
It's a bandage.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
So the police box of all things.
Ain't stopping her from reading that magazine, though.
Nope.
He thought it was dead at first.
There was the doctor that came in on the stretcher.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I think it's from the Institute of Space Studies, Baltimore. Do you realize that in our section of the galaxy, there are over 500 planets capable of supporting life?
No, she's a scientist, never heard of that.
And it's more likely to be attacked now than during the last 50,000 years.
In the last decade, we've been sending probes deeper and deeper into space. We've drawn attention to ourselves, for sure.
Aren't you being a bit alarmist?
Deeper and deeper, so hence the probe?
Are you sure?
We were lucky enough to be able to stop them. There was a policy decision not to inform the public.
Can you seriously expect me to believe that? I'm sorry, but it is a fantastic story.
We were very lucky on both occasions. We had help.
I wonder how many takes they had to do, because like she's being hard-nosed, serious-ass, and he's being straight-laced and serious.
Oh yeah, just straight faces can be, man.
Yeah.
Rather difficult to explain. We used to call him the Doctor. Yes?
Monroe here, sir. I'm in the Ashbridge Cottage Hospital.
What the dickens are you doing there? You found any of those meteorites?
No, sir. All we found was an unconscious civet.
Well?
He was lying beside a police box, sir. Abandoned by the look of it, right in the middle of Oxley Wood.
Police box. Monroe, this man you found.
He's here at the hospital, sir, undergoing treatment.
Has he said anything?
No, sir, not a syllable. He's out of the wire.
Listen, Monroe. I will guard for them at police box at once. Nobody is to be allowed near it. Do you understand?
So does that mean that the TARDIS landed next to the crash site then?
I guess so. Always takes you where you need to be.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want the police told, sir?
Whether you want to be there or not.
That's right.
They may want it back.
On no account. I'm coming down there immediately. In the meantime, carry on with the search.
That old-time x-ray machine.
It's just a light box.
I know.
It's somebody's idea.
Sir? Man's got two hearts.
Yeah. Because it shows up on an x-ray.
Someone in the x-ray department having a game. You stay with the patient, I'll find out who the fool is.
you do that some other time? Stand in the middle of the damn aisle vacuuming? What, a pager?
Yeah.
Oh, snap your fingers at me and tell me to quit vacuuming, dude.
Me playing trick movies there. Yes, that's right. Just routine. What do you mean, not human blood? I took it from the patient myself.
So the vacuum guy's not who he's supposed to be.
Yes, he's in on it.
Dr. Lomax, I took that blood sample from an adult male patient. Now you tell me it's not human blood. I don't know if that makes me a doctor or a vet, but it's still my job to look after him.
So he was pissy and stormed off because he thought somebody was playing tricks on him. Now the lab's calling him.
Pissed off at him because,
Yeah.
And the poor janitor's just a...
eavesdropping on the whole thing?
Yes.
Where did he get that paper at?
I know.
Is that the Daily Chronicle? Yes, well, look, my name is Mullins. I'm a porter at the Cottage Hospital, Ashbridge.
He's writing them out to the newspaper.
Yeah.
You do?
Quick buck.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny happening up here.
Let's dig his glowing rock out of the ground and take it home with us. That's got to be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's dressed like a ship captain.
Your rock, dude.
Yeah. So, put in the alien rock in a paper sack, or a knapsack, rather, is always a good idea.
Always. It's worked out in so many other shows.
Yeah.
What's happening?
And the nurse's outfit looks like something from The Handmaid's Tale. Or...
Yeah.
He's unconscious again now.
Which I'm sure it might have been the style back then, but...
Oh, I'm sure it is. Was. Ain't that the stupid hospital that Matt Smith and him crashed through with the...
I don't know. We'll have to check.
Why can't we see Ash
Bridge, Cottage Hospital?
Is that the real reason? Well, what are you chaps doing?
I'm sorry, I can't answer questions.
Why not? Is it a security order? Has anything to do with those meteorites?
I'm sorry, there's simply nothing I can tell you.
Look, stand back there now. Stand back there.
Can you tell us anything, sir?
What about? What's unit doing here, sir? Is it true there's a man from space in there?
Nonsense. I don't know where you get this story.
We heard there's something odd about.
I know nothing about a man from space.
Then why you?
Mr. Steery McSteery in the background there.
Have you visited any connection with a meteorite that fell last night? Is that why you cordoned off the wood?
Did the man who was brought here find one of the meteorites?
Or was he injured by them?
Are these meteorites?
What? Yeah,
I'll talk to you later.
Had he found it?
He's just observing everything.
Yeah.
The story, you'll be given it later. At the moment, I have no comment to make.
All right, we'll see you how I better than that. Back, my boy. No, boys. I can't let you do that. More than I do.
Is that the janitor?
Yep,
doing crowd control there.
Won't tell them where it is.
How did that lock get off of this?
No idea, sir. They got the feel like swallows in the spring.
Can you put a guard on that police box?
Yes, sir. Two men with orders to keep strangers well away.
Monroe, see that issue with live ammunition, will you?
Live ammunition? That's so.
That's an order, Captain.
What good do to protect it with not live ammunition?
Right. And of course, you got the skeptical lady. She had to tag along.
Oh, well, of course.
Can we see him?
You can see him, certainly. Not making much sense yet.
Because, you know, her specialty is in meteorites, and he's a meteorite.
Yeah,
brief
right.
Moments of consciousness, and then slips back again.
Well, what's actually wrong with him?
I can't say. I've never had a patient quite like him before.
How do you mean?
Well, his whole cardiovascular system is quite unlike anything I've ever seen. And I'm told his blood can't be identified.
Splendid. That sounds like a doctor.
Wiggy wiggy.
Do you know him?
What? No, I thought I might do, but he's a complete stranger.
Personal space. Personal space.
Life. So that's the first time the Brigadier...
He's seen this doctor.
Seen this doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because seeing John Pertwee here,
mm-hmm.
and you know, seeing his son on Gotham, they look alike.
Oh yeah,
so
look
alike. If you bring back this version of the Doctor, Sean could play him, his dad.
Yeah, and he'd make a good doctor.
Yeah.
Can't have changed that much,
should
I?
Oh, surely you
do. What they've done to me.
Still not a ginger, though.
No.
Tomorrow and thereafter.
The classic, look at yourself in the mirror after regen.
That's not me at all. No wonder you didn't recognize me. Oh, that face. Oh, that hair. Well, I don't know. I think it's rather distinctive, actually.
Yeah, here comes the Dapper Dan part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I never had. I'm tired.
Just a minute. Wake up, man. Listen to me.
I think that's quite enough for the moment. His mind's obviously disturbed, and anyway, I'm afraid he's out again.
Well,
stalking business.
We're no doctor, but we kind of figured that out.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Obvious.
Yeah.
When will he be fit to travel?
Difficult to say.
I see. Well, as soon as possible, Monroe. In the meantime, carry on the search for these meteorites.
Very good, sir.
Is there another way out of here? I want to avoid the press if possible.
This way.
Possum.
Yes. I'm going to sneak out now.
Yeah.
Steal me some fancy clothes.
Yeah.
He must have moved out the back way.
Sir, he's not going to tell us anything.
You know, there's a story here, Jimmy. They're trying to cover something.
The porter, when can we see Dr. Henderson?
Hey, look, now, it's no good asking me. You'll just have to wait for that. I'm
going
to ring the office.
So,
what
is this?
He's been hanging around for ages.
I know, I've never seen him before.
Did he tell you which paper he was on?
The janitor. What notoriety is he going to get?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I thought he was one of you lot.
He might get his name mentioned in the paper.
Yeah. You see, we've got some stories to phone through, and we'd like to use the
phone. Where's the stereo guy?
And Higgins there, you know, it's hard telling what he's doing.
Right.
Besides, give everybody the fucking stank eye.
Yeah.
Where do you think you're going? Oh, along these parts. How did you get into this wood? It's restricted.
You fancy buying a rabbit or two?
Oh, you're a poacher, are you?
I know the tasty is fresh rabbit. A salt and a few onions.
Didn't you see the patrols on the road?
Ah, Byron, they never seen me.
All right, Dad, get on your way. But don't come back into this wood until it's de-restricted. You understand?
You soldiers look at them thunderbolts, eh?
That's our business.
What did you say?
I have no idea. That's what I was going to ask you.
How do you obey?
You know where one landed?
I didn't say that, did I, son?
Yeah, we don't know. Go on, push off.
So the shipboat captain there is actually a poacher.
Well, yes.
Unless my master
He was hunting rabbits with a shovel.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Because that's what he was carrying. He didn't have a gun. Well, I guess he was snaring rabbits at the beginning, but...
Yeah.
How is he, nurse?
Paul seems to settle down, sir.
Oh.
10 a minute.
Yes. Well, the trouble is, we don't know what's normal for him, do we? Hello?
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Shoes.
I beg your pardon?
Shoes.
They seem to be worrying him, sir. I think he believes they've been stolen.
Well, if he wants them, he might as well... Where are they, nurse?
In his locker.
Are these what you're looking for? I wonder if the brain's damaged.
It does seem to be behaving very erratically.
Fetch the spade, would you, nurse?
The what?
I'll take his blood pressure again while I'm here.
I guess blood pressure cuff.
Maybe. But as you can see, though, he's got his bracelet, a jewelry bracelet on, and a ring.
Mm-hmm.
The TARDIS key, maybe?
Maybe not. Maybe that's a key. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you.
Nobody'd ever think to look under there for your shoes.
Yeah.
That's where I hide my shoes, under the pillow.
Thank you, Ned.
Hi-yah! Karate chop!
Yes.
Kidnap, sir.
Yeah. Maybe they're with the Starry McStarris in there.
Probably so. Yep.
Yeah.
Higgins done kidnapped the doctor.
Yep.
Oh. Nope, no time to chase him. He's escaping in a wheelchair, dude.
Let's throw the door.
Piss poor shooting, dude.
Yeah. And they can... The field's next to the hospital?
Exactly, right next to it.
Or is that just where the TARDIS is?
Well, the TARDIS is in the field.
Well, the TARDIS is in the field, yeah. Because that's where the...
But I thought... Fooled him with the old blanket under the or pillow under the blanket trick.
Yeah.
Who told you to fire, you stupid?
So they just shot the doctor?
They shot the doctor. That's the end of part one.
Yep. So part one.
Part one was... It was a classic.
Yep. So basically the whole nutshell of the story... Meteor fell to the earth. The doctor's in his confused state.
After a generation.
Yeah. And he's escaped.
He was almost kidnapped.
Almost kidnapped.
But he escaped in his wheelchair.
Yep. We still don't know who Higgins is.
Nope, don't know who the Higgins guy is yet, who that little crew is. And the doctor just got shot by a member of the unit.
Yeah.
So...
That's a good cliffhanger.
That is a good cliffhanger. We'll have to do part two, just to see what happens.
Yep. So that'll do it for this bonus episode. I'm sure we'll be back as a bonus episode, but we'll have regular episodes out like normal. So I'm sure these bonus episodes will come out like probably on the weekend, I would say.
Probably so.
But. Austin is at I'm Shadowman 3166. I'm at Rombar 316.
And I'm at Shaney Who.
And the show is at Timey Wimey Hour.
Yes.
Until next time.
Hasta la vista.
Okay, you used to be me. You've done all this before. What happens next?
I don't remember.
How can you forget this? Hey, hang on, it's not my fault. You're obviously not paying enough attention. Reverse the polarity.
Why are you pointing your screwdrivers like that? They're scientific instruments, not water pistols.
I demand to be incarcerated in the tower immediately with my co-conspirators, Sandshoes and Grandad.
Grandad?
They're not Sandshoes.